Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Welcome back to Ding the Bell and happy Valentine's Day to you. What the fuck?
It's Falsy again. Happy Valentine, Ding the Bell.
I'm going to have to fix the soundbar. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
it plays the song
that
twice.
Later.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for coming back to listen to our show. We are two AZZ.
AZZ. And we're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track. So every time we go out of topic, we'll hit the bell so that we will come back to
the very
topic.
It's so difficult to explain who we are.
Well, because that's because we're complex.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain to people why we're
exactly.
So weird.
Funny thing is, earlier when I was talking to Ding, I really figured out that he is very, very...
What?
Bitch.
I'm very bitchy.
Bitchy.
Why?
But it's me. That's good bitchy though.
Oh, okay. You mean at work. Anyway.
Yeah.
We have today, not only do we have Pinoy Boy with us in the audience, we actually have another listener.
Yay.
It is Visitronic. Nyx.
Welcome.
Visitronics. I think Visitronics. Can you please give us a little bit of an intro in the chat room as who you are? I know who you are, I think.
Maybe from your podcast listeners?
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay.
You profile. I'm going to look at the profile. It doesn't say so much about you. Followers, 10, blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway, give us a little bit of introduction if you can.
Well, thanks for listening to Ding the Bell, though.
Yes.
All right.
I'm very hungry, the bell. Are you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what we plan to do after this?
We are going to have some
We had a healthy lunch, and yes. I thought that we would treat ourselves to some not so healthy snacks.
Well, it's not so healthy, you think?
Well, it's high in fat and high in sugar. Why? How can it be healthy?
Oh.
But the thing is, though, we have to pamper ourselves every now and then. We cannot just say, always eat healthy and then, suffer. What if we die tomorrow? We cannot enjoy the delicious food, especially creamy things.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. The other day, I made shrimp pasta with garlic in. It was so good. I put some white wine and stuff. I had to cook that thing for you.
I know.
That was very, very good. Happy Valentine's Day. Did you bring chocolate for Ding?
Yeah, did you bring chocolate for me? No, she actually brought me green tea for Halloween. That's why. She brought me green tea for Valentine's Day. Here's my problem. I always mix up when I say, not that I mix up in my idea, but every time I see, I want to say Valentine's Day, I say Halloween. I always do that. Every time I want to say, sometimes I'll be very romantic. I say, baby, Bruce, what do you want to do for Halloween? I always do that. So, with that said, it is the
You're
time.
You're good today. You're so good.
It is time for...
What?
Ding the word of the bell.
The bell. Today's word... of the bell is pumpkin craving. Pumpkin craving.
Can you please make a sentence out of the words pumpkin craving?
Every time we have Halloween.
Louder, speak louder.
Every time we have Halloween, I tell my husband, hey baby, are we gonna do pumpkin craving?
Good job. All right. So that was the word of the bell. And of course, you will get to listen to
probably
the answer.
So. Yes,
if we remember.
Already.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Visitronics went away.
Oh, goodbye.
Your echo is still on a little bit.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
There you go.
Yeah,
now it's off.
All right.
So this week, we are going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Yay.
So
what is the custom in US for the Valentine's Day? Because in Japan, that is just one day for girls to give chocolate to somebody who they like. And then for the White Day will be in March 14. And if the guy likes her, he will give the candy back to her. So it's kind of big thing for her.
Let's talk about the Japanese one.
Yeah.
But American is just people that you like, right? You just give
guys giving flowers to girls and stuff, right? Okay. When I was little, you know, after you sort of feel like, oh, you like somebody, right? I was so cute. I was so ugly and heavy, but I was so cute inside. Like innocent. Anyway, I liked somebody when
my
I was junior high.
My face is so fat.
Huh? You?
My face is so fat. Can you see in the video? Oh, anyway, by the way, I'm going to stop the video now. So if you're listening to this as a podcast,
yeah,
you want to listen, you want to see my fat face, you can go to dingthebell.com.
And then,
once you get into dingthebell.com, you can play the
video. That's right. Come back.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Then?
Okay, anyway, so then when I was in junior high school and I liked somebody, so I gave chocolate to him.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get anything back.
Wow. Does that hurt?
Yes, it did, of course. However, somehow he was saying to other people, like, I like this girl in this class. Her initial is MT.
Uh-huh.
That was my initial.
Uh-huh.
So I think he did like me. And then he got shy.
Oh.
So that's what me and Chieko, we always talk about.
Maybe he ran out of money and have no money to buy candy.
I don't know. He was maybe just a little bitch. So yeah, that's what me and Chieko, every time we get together in Japan, we talk about our kind of old memories. It's really, really fun.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
And for...
Did you get chocolate when you were in Malaysia?
No. We don't really do much for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
really.
Not like Japan. Japan is huge for the Valentine's Day stuff.
I don't. In fact, for me personally, Valentine's Day, because, oh, here's the thing. Because when I was growing up, I, you know, I'm gay, right? And I also, what? I'm gay. And so, is Ustream going to, like, you know, censor me because I say gay? Of course not. And what was that? Was it your stomach?
He was too cheap for the white day. You know, voice said,
oh,
yes, he was. Thank you.
Right. But anyway, I was gay, and so I never really had any, like, you know, I had crush on guys, but I would never let them know, right? Because I was
of
so
course,
insecure.
Yeah.
And so I never really told anybody. So I always kept that quiet. However, that's why I made Valentine's Day more like the day for people that I love, like people that I care for, like my family, my parents, that sort of thing, and more so than like, you know, the Valentine's that you want to jump in bed with, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So sweet though.
I know.
Yeah. Hey,
yes,
last night,
yes,
I watched a movie.
Yes,
the title was The Ugly Truth.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No.
Jerry Butler.
No.
He's really hot.
Yeah.
From the...
Let me Google.
Spartan 300.
300. What is it? 3,000. What is his name?
I think Jerry Butler or Gary Butler. No, Jerry. G, maybe. Oh, Gerald. Sorry, Gerald. Gerald.
Gerald.
No.
Gerald.
Gerald Butler.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
He is so hot, right?
Right, right.
He was on the movie, like, The Ugly Truth,
mm-hmm.
with really ugly lady. I mean, like, she wasn't really hot at all. I don't know what, but he is so freaking hot. Look. Oh, my gosh. Delicious.
He is delicious.
He is so hotty. So, anyway, I really like the movie.
Oh, he's hot.
Yeah, he is so, he was dating with Jennifer Aniston. She get all kind of hot guys. He is so freaking hot. Now, he look a little older now.
Mm-hmm.
Looks delicious.
Oh, you like him when he's a little bit older.
Well, I like younger too. Everything about him is so hot. Oh, my
Ooh,
God.
My gosh.
Is that him?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We're looking at pictures of
no,
him.
No, it's not him. It's a different guy.
Oh.
Different. Blah, that's not.
Do you like this guy? Do you know who he is?
Jennifer Aniston's ex?
Yes. Yeah, this is too skinny.
Your body is Wonderland.
So we're checking. Yes, John
yeah,
Mayer.
That was. Do you think that was the Jennifer Aniston's Body is Wonderland?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my gosh, he's so hot. He is so hot. But he maybe play. He, do you think he's a player? I don't know. He's not married or anything, right?
I don't know. Maybe he's gay.
Oh, he's so hot. He's so. I don't think he's gay. He is so hot. I think now him and then Kate Hudson, something going on.
He has a thick accent.
He does. I love the accent. But, you know, for the ugly truth, I didn't hear much accent. Maybe.
Why are we talking about him?
Huh?
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Yeah. No related, but I just want to bring it up.
Oh, just because?
That's so hot. Oh, my gosh. He was so hot.
Tell me about, is Valentine's Day a special day for you then?
Yeah.
Now, not when you were little, but now.
Now, to me, it is, but I don't know. Is that special for my husband?
Not so much.
When we were dating, yes, he always sent me a flower, but after that,
right?
I don't know.
Not so much anymore.
I know.
Don't talk about your husband. What about you?
Oh, yeah. To me, it's so special.
Do you, maybe your husband's just waiting for March 14th for White Day?
March 14th? I want him to do something in February 14th, follow the American culture.
Oh, okay. And then do it again in March. In February, you follow American culture. And in March, you would follow Japanese culture, so you get it twice.
No, we can just do for February 14th.
But isn't it more important that your husband love you than doing things for you on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, but I mean, it's nice to have like flowers and stuff. But this is what
flowers is a waste of money, I think.
That everybody say. But we love flowers. But you know,
why don't you get like a plastic flower and every year you use the same one?
Kind of like a Christmas tree.
Yes, just like Christmas tree.
But you know,
just put different ornaments. Buy one, two.
Ointment.
Next show, okay.
Hey, you know, I would think one time, oh my gosh, like today's Valentine's Day. How many people are having sex?
Do you think people only have Valentine's Day sex?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people have sex, especially for the day, right? I don't know. I was just thinking about it. That would be a little like naughty. Okay.
So maybe another time we'll talk about having sex. But is that too crazy for you probably to talk about?
That's fine. Knowing that Marco's listening.
Well, oh, Marco's wild.
But I'm not saying Marco's wild anything. Yeah.
But okay, let's talk about Valentine's Day. You said that in Japan, girl would give guys first, right? Mm-hmm, February the 14th. Uh-huh. And then guys, if they like the girl, would then how do you say the word?
Huh?
Will give back.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to use the big word.
What is that word, though? I want
to
say it.
You don't have to be big. Ask Pinoy Boy. I'm sure he's super knowledgeable.
Pinoy Boy, can you help me? Reciprocate.
Oh my god. Just give back. Yes. So yeah.
Reciprocate. You reciprocate. Yeah. Reciprocate.
Are we ready for the ice cream?
I am very ready for ice cream.
Me too.
Maybe next show we'll do like a on the road show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It'll be so fun.
Yeah.
But that all our show will be like oh my god, so
it's the driving, right? Driving there. But are you gonna come back though? You're gonna leave.
What time is it?
It's only 4.
I'll come back.
Okay. Maybe we'll take one car so we can do a recording and then come back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right. So, going back to the Valentine's Day topic.
Yes. So, like you said, Valentine's Day is not just for the gift stuff, but kind of like important. Oh, what you were saying?
No.
Oh, do I care that he loves me?
Right.
Than just giving me a flower.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
But I know you just want to see like the...
Exactly.
Because why? Is it romantic?
Yeah. I mean, we all...
You were asking me, right? You were asking me, can you tell us like what is the most romantic experience of Valentine's Day?
Yeah, what was that? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about that or do you want me to tell you about it?
Tell me. About that.
So, you know my husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not always... He's not the type that you think that he's like super romantic. Or do you think that he's a romantic guy? Out from outside.
Half and half.
Half and half. Uh-huh. Okay. So he's sweet, right? He's very sweet.
He's very sweet.
One day, I mean, without me realizing, he sent flower Valentine's Day to my office.
So sweet. That thing's something my husband did too. When I was working at the Komsu International Center, uh-huh. He sent me a flower. Oh, it made my day.
And, let me tell you, this is not Valentine's Day, but when I came back from Malaysia, he also bought flowers at home for me.
Your husband way romantic than mine.
Well, what do you think? So that was like probably, well, I don't know. The most romantic stuff. He likes romantic stuff. Like he likes, you know, to prepare bath first, you know, mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. So he is quite romantic, I have to say. Most people... Sorry, that was phone. You probably don't realize from the outside sometimes, but he can be very quite romantic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what is it that you think you can do to your husband or to your partner that you think it's things that you want to do to the other person that's romantic?
You know, maybe because like you said earlier, maybe he wanted me to do something romantic back to
him. Why don't you do
because
that?
Because I always expect him doing something for me.
Uh-huh.
So maybe this Valentine's Day, maybe I should cook dinner and a light candle and make it really romantic.
Yeah.
Maybe put some sexy lingerie or something. Like, maybe make him happy.
Do you think he can eat when you put sexy lingerie?
No. That is going to be after that.
Okay. So yeah. Otherwise, it would be very distracting.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe it's just something he was looking for.
His steak would fall on the floor.
But you know what? It's so difficult because we were working for full time. So, right. Like, you know, I really don't have time to...
Why are my toes cold?
Huh?
My toes
are
cold.
That's why you keep putting like foam. Like brother.
Okay. Yeah. Tell people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell people what?
What?
But romantic.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm going to move the heater.
Oh, okay. But I think, yeah. I said tell people what's romantic. I think all girls are really...
What you can do to make your husband feel, you know, romantic.
You know, I think one day, like when we had a big argument or anything, but when we talk about it, and then like I remember I told him like, can you be a little more romantic? You know, why you could have done this for when we were dating, as soon as we were married, you can't do anymore. And I think he said like, how about you? You don't do the same thing neither. So I was like, oh, you a guy. I mean, it doesn't matter. So.
You think it doesn't matter. That's why assumption is not always good. You have to ask the question.
So that's why this Valentine's Day, I will probably... Well, is that weekend? When is the 14th?
I think it's like is it Monday? No, well, Sunday. It's a Sunday.
Oh, perfect. Sunday, yeah?
Oh, we're looking in the wrong calendar. Did you know?
Uh-oh. 14, yeah, Sunday. Okay, well, perfect. Then, yeah, definitely. I will do something then, like prepare the meal and stuff, which I always do.
You always do? Okay, good. What? Why are you tired?
I don't mind cooking, but if I have to do this every day...
What do you mean?
Cooking.
You're tired of cooking every day? That would be another topic, right?
Yes.
So, did you know that this year's... no, I have to just say this. Pinoy boy say, Professor and Diva in Hawaii, don't listen to that. Sex does not exist. Pinoy boy wants to say that Professor and Diva, don't listen to that. Sex doesn't exist. Because they're young.
We need to do show together.
Who? Oh, Pinoy boy. Yeah.
I want to go to restaurants and do like food show.
And you always talk about doing show when we're recording a show.
I know, but when Pinoy boy describe, I mean, Ding is really good at it too, describing the taste of food and stuff. Pinoy boy is so good too. I really enjoyed it, listening to him.
That's good. So that's good.
We should do that.
Yes.
He's got a really good memory too. He remember everything. Like, you know, my junk pile is pretty big. I forget a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Christopher really hate it. He even brought up the marriage counseling.
Don't talk about that, too personal.
This is funny, but I can say, like, for the, like, you know, the counselor, he's like, well, you know, I mean, she said we can't really communicate well, but she's the one who has big junk file. I laughed so hard. I'm like, and then he was like, the counselor was like, oh, is that so? That's the kind of reason. I'm like, oh, that's something I didn't tell you, huh? Like,
it's the counselor, the pastor.
Mm-hmm, pastor, okay? Yeah. Pastor.
And here's the thing. I just want to clarify because some people for them, it's a counselor as in their spiritual leader kind of counseling them.
Yeah.
This is not the counselor where when somebody have marriage problem, then they have the counselor. Just want to make it clear, because otherwise people, you say, oh, why did they have counselor? Because they have argument. Then it's not because of that. It's just a spiritual thing that they want to have guidance of successfully going into their relationship.
That's right.
Just want to make it clear. Don't want to spread rumors.
Yeah, we enjoyed it so much, but it was so funny. So we laugh. So the session was like,
they don't know. So the counselor had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah, pastor didn't know. Like, what? So, oh, that's why you guys have like miscommunication stuff. Then I was like, okay, baby, thank you for telling. And he said, oh, that was that one thing you didn't tell him, huh? It was like, we had a big laugh and it was really fun.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Yes.
So, Valentine's Day. I cannot, you know, the reason, yeah, I know it's time. You know, I cannot focus because I'm hungry.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Okay, all right. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. You know that, you guys, we love all 22 of you for supporting us all the time.
23.
No, I think it's still 22.
Marco, remember?
I know, but somebody dropped out, maybe. But we still love you all for listening to The Bell. Oh, wait, you are for listening to our show, because why?
You said somebody dropped off.
Yes.
Oh.
She's looking for side effects. That's why people drop off, because you play too much side effects.
That's right. Well, thanks for listening and thanks for coming back to listen. Next week will be better. I'm telling them every week. Every week will be better.
Of course, we strive for improvement. That's why.
Yes.
It's Pinoy Boy say, go enjoy your sweets.
Yeah.
Pinoy Boy is the sweet one.
Yes.
Pinoy Boy, when you come, we're going to have to go get that.
Yeah, we will do that together.
Next. Did we go last time with Peter
we
and Pinoy Boy? We did not. Oh, next
you
time.
You went
we
with
the. What?
Can I say it? Ooh, you went with the Pee Wee Herman.
yes, that I remember.
Yeah,
I just don't remember if we went to
Pee Wee Herman. You went with Pee Wee Herman.
Just so,
ridiculous.
I don't know if Pee Wee Herman still listens to the show.
That's okay, Pee Wee Herman.
But no, that's fine. But I just need to let the Pee Wee Herman know who Pee Wee Herman is. It's Steve Harris. Sorry, anyway, thank you so much for listening, and we love you for that.
What is a karuta? He said a karuta. What does it mean?
Custard?
Oh, castado.
Yeah. Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, Pinoy, you said karuta, but is it custard? Anyway, thanks for listening.
You went so far. Every show is bad now. Every single show.
Okay, next week will be so much better.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Okay, thank you.
Next week we'll come back and maybe we'll have like a something on the
show.
Oh, no, next week is not on the road show. Next week, because we switched the show,
yeah.
We switched the show. It will be plastic surgery next week.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening.
However, before we go.
Oh.
What is.
Good.
Huh? Karuta.
Karuta?
Word of the Bell is Karuta. He's reminding us to tell.
Huh?
No, pumpkin craving. Yes.
What is Karuta?
Did we miss last week?
Maybe we missed it. Okay.
The word of the bell.
The word of the bell. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin craving is. As you know. Pumpkin carving.
No, Pinoy voice the word karuta. You always say karuta when we say Culver's. you say karuta, remember in the video?
Culver's.
And you're like, what is that place? Karuta? That's why he said, you say he has good memory. He really has really good memory.
He does. Unbelievable. No, we are going to Sheridan.
Yeah, we're going to Sheridan's Pinoy Boy.
Pinoy, oh, no, no karuta. Point to Karuta.
You remember? You asked me if my face to point to Karuta.
He has really good memory. He needs to be our producer or something.
I know. He used to remember every single episode on their own show.
Oh, really?
Like he would remember what topic of what show they talk about. Like, yeah, his brain is really good, unlike us.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyway.
Okay, I wish my junk file does not...
I wish I'm not that hungry so I can focus on the show. Yeah. I'm very hungry. Okay. When we come back, we'll actually record a few more shows maybe.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. And happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Hopefully all of you will get chocolate and get a really nice blowjob.
Oh, my. Professor Diva, blowjob doesn't listen. It doesn't exist. It won't exist, okay?
Blowjob means you blow air into your friend's face. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hopefully you get really nice sex. Okay.
Okay, don't forget to send chocolate if you have somebody who you like.
Yes.
And then you will get the candy back on March 14th. Okay.
Okay.
I will train your midget. What is a midget?
Your midget in your thigh. Oh my god, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We love you, Binoy Boy.
We love you.
Bye. Ding ding ding. Oh shit, I turned off the wrong sound. One more time. Ding ding ding.